Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Spilt Milk Podcast. I'm the point guard, the host, the conductor, you know what I'm saying? The Somali Iverson and all that.
What?
I are him. I want to say thank you so much to everybody that's been tuned in. I got two of my brothers with me. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yo. It's the shooting guard, you know. I go by James Harden, a.k.a. AI, you know what I'm saying? The beard is back. What's going on, my brothers?
The beard is back. Back at it. Hey.
Yo, I got a trademark, you know, fear the beard. I feel like I started that, you know?
I feel like you were born with a beard.
Man. Let's get it, though.
All right, I see you. You know what's here with y'all? Boy, the one and only Moose in the building.
Yeah.
Back at it.
What else?
Like a crack addict. The longest.
Oh my God.
Small 40 you ever seen?
Wow.
I tried.
Yo,
bro.
Yeah, you tried. We're trying to get Moose to Tomahawk at LA Fitness one day.
I wasn't ready for that.
If Spilt Milk is a basketball team, where do you think Moose would fit? Like, what position?
Moose? Dog. He might have to be the stretch five or the stretch four.
I'm definitely at the five.
You're going to be abused at the five, though.
Y'all are short.
We can't shoot, though.
So compared to me.
Oh, man, you like cousins, though, right now.
No, don't disrespect me. Don't disrespect me at all.
Yo, speaking of all that, we're going to jump right in. Yo, y'all think Trump going to get impeached?
Woof. I don't know.
Man, honestly, it's been a long time coming. At this point, it feels like there's no point to it. But I would like to see it happen, you know, where his presidency does not end, like, you know, on a normal way. Like, it would be great to see him impeached, even though it wouldn't make a big difference because this guy already almost did his full term. But it's still good to see that the nigga ended, you know, on a bad note, basically.
So basically, you want the man to like end his career with like a disgrace, similar to like Nixon and all that.
It's only right. He did a lot of fuck shit, you know. It's only right that it ends that way, just so when we look back in history, we can see that he's one of the few presidents that got impeached, you know.
So you're yes, you're for impeachment.
100%.
Moose, what about you?
I mean, you know I'm for impeachment. He got to go.
But do you guys think, like, with the way that it's going on, because the reason why I ask you guys is because the way that the impeachment works is the House got to vote on whatever article is produced, and then you need to get 2/3 of the voting. If it passes, right, then the Senate gotta basically vote on it as well. And you know, yo, Trump right now got the Senate in the cobra clutch, you know what I'm saying? So like, do you actually think that the Senate would impeach him?
Nah, I don't think so. I feel like,
because like
it's just too far. Like, he has entrenched himself, he has gone ahead and really put a lot of people where they're at in terms of like how they've been backing him. So it's tough for them in their career if they're going, okay, we gotta impeach this guy, because then they used him and his rhetoric to be able to get elected or stay elected.
If he doesn't get impeached, Trump might win, you know, another election. This guy, he's low-key, unfortunately, he's the strongest candidate, you know, coming out for the presidency. Yeah, the Democrats are just fighting each other. They literally all care about, they're talking about the same issues, and they all just want to basically shit on each other rather than talking about what they're actually going to do,
but,
you know? Why he's just cracking jokes to all of them. Like, you know, he's like the bully that's roasting all of them, and then they're like, they're attacking each other just so they can stay away from him.
Yeah, but
coming
that's
at
the
them.
Point of primaries, you know? Right? Where they are all going up against each other, and they are really trying to, you know, have their voices heard, have them, you know, be the point person to go up against that individual. The Republicans did that with Obama. They hurt themselves, and really tough to beat an elected president, you know, an incumbent, better word said. But yeah.
So let's come back to it for a second. So with that being said, I mean, maybe this is a strategy that Trump is using, that, yo, if he survives this, yo, my man's going to be untouchable, right? But the point is that given the current state of politics, because, you know, we're mad polarized right now, with the Ukraine stuff that just came out, which is nuts, is he going to go down the toilet? Or nah, like, yo, it's too late. Might as well finish the term, you know, because people are saying, yo, maybe he'll get impeached by December.
I see that, but this guy, I don't even know how he survived this long with all the things against him, the Russia scandal, you know, all that. And he's still standing, you know? So I don't know. I don't know how likely it is, but I would love to see it happen just because none of us fuck with this guy and all the bullshit that he's doing. And talking about the climate of politics right now, I feel like the best strategy to come out as a strong candidate for the Democratic side is to talk about what you will do rather than say, hey, I'm shitting on this other Democrat or I'm gonna shit on Trump. Why not just come out with the issues that you want to solve and basically take that road? Because none of these dudes could, you know, go back and forth with Trump, because he's not going to talk about real shit. He's just going to make fun of you and appeal to the dumb masses, you know, that are just going to be like, yeah, yeah, he's right, rather than talking about, yeah, you know, but like, yo, the like, real issue. So the best...
I feel you, but like, you have to understand the time and age we live in, social media era, right? So like, Trump didn't get elected off of, you know, his plans, what he wanted to do, what he wanted to change. It was all about rhetoric that was polarizing, that was pitting people against each other, that was newsworthy, right? That's, you know, very high schoolish, to be honest with you. And I think somebody on the Democrat side,
facts. Well, my man got a cult,
facts,
right?
Facts.
So he got a cult, right? He got that cult following. But given the cult following, so like, for example, today, Rudy Giuliani is going to get subpoenaed, right? And then the polls came out and half of America is in favor, right, for impeachment. With that being said, given that maybe he would be the strongest candidate because nobody could battle him and all that, does that kind of set pressure to, yo, we got to get this guy out of office, because if we don't and he's running, we can't smack him, we can't beat him.
I could definitely see that agenda, to be honest. You get him out of the way, there's no way he's coming back. You know, it's like, let's get rid of him now before it gets to that. So I could see that, but I don't think that there's nobody that could be planning that. Like, who is that person?
I mean, you never know.
Who is that group? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it happens that way, it's, Illuminati don't exist, bro. There's no invisible hand.
It kind of sounds, you know, like maybe Rudy Giuliani. Oh, what's his name? Steve Bannon, man. That guy's the mastermind. But anyways, so in this conversation, we talked about, yo, would Trump actually get impeached? And if he doesn't get impeached, does that kind of roll out the red carpet for him to maybe just steamroll right into his second presidential term? Let us know what y'all think. Like, yo, should Trump get impeached? And if he doesn't get impeached, does that mean that, yo, my man might win?
Hey, he slipped up.
Agent Orange and all that. Correct. No.
It's slipped up.
But with that being said, we're going to take a brief intermission. We're going to introduce you guys to topic number two. All right. Welcome back. Yo, AI, man, you got to stop playing with your beard, cuz.
Bro, it's like it's a habit. You know, like when somebody is, I mean, y'all can't relate. I don't even know how to explain this to you guys, you know?
facts.
It helps you think. It calms you down. Whoa, nah, that's whoa, not a beard, a beard, bro. I don't know what that is. That's carpet.
Yo, chill. Yo, so we're going to move.
The bus guy. He got a little rug, you know. Facts.
We're going to move right into our second subject. So both y'all are kind of climbing the ladder in corporate America, for lack of a better term, you know what I'm saying? And we have a lot of people that, you know, dip out or they, you know, seek other opportunities. And our generation is really hard for us to stay at the same job for about 2 years or so. So if you are thinking about moving, and I find myself having these conversations a lot, if you are in kind of like middle of the ladder, do you find yourself that it's difficult to find a job laterally if you leave your company?
I think it's all by experience in corporate America, you know? If you survive one job and you put in enough time, I think your salary is going to increase no matter where you go, because that previous, if you stay on the same path, you know, if you stay in the same course of where you started with the other company, if you try to leave, I feel like you can only go up from there, you know, after a certain amount of time, because you earned your stripes, you know. It's like a cult a little bit. If you made it, you know, through one job, then that job, the next job you take is just going to look at your experiences. And you're definitely, I would never take anything that doesn't, you know, further me in my career or gives me more money. So I think it's less difficult compared to starting out, for sure, you know? Moose, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you to like the beginning part, right? Where...
Which you disagree with.
Yes. It's sometimes... Hold on, I'm going to get to it. No, hold on. But basically, when you're making like a lateral move or like a transition from like one career to another career, sometimes it makes the most sense to like take a step back, take a pay cut, right? To help you further yourself forward. A lot of times, it's all about like that dream you're selling, right? And how you sell that and sell yourself. A lot of corporate companies right now are looking to get talent. They're hurting for talent. And they're willing to offer more than they would, but one, you have to know people a little bit to kind of help you know where those open spots are, right? So really networking is going
to
be super key.
And not to cut you off, but do you feel like that's an unwritten rule to corporate America, that you have to know people?
100%. I feel like they drilled that to me while I was in college. I didn't really believe it. But then I'm in the corporate environment. I'm seeing how that's furthering certain people, how that's helping them get into the next role, next project, that helped them get that visibility, to get that big pay increase, big bonus.
AI, do you feel the same way as well? Because you're a little bit more technical, right? So you kind of have the ability to, you know, make things with your hands and whatnot. Do you feel like your work speaks for itself, or do you also have to know people?
Unfortunately, I was able to, you know, see it firsthand how you need to know people to get into certain places, you know. And speaking from my experiences, for those that don't know, I transitioned from a business career to more tech career, and getting into that next space, it was very difficult to land something that I wanted, that basically that I was looking for, without networking, you know. That is true. You definitely need to know people in order to be considered for just getting that initial conversation or introduction into the door. But I don't like it. I'm very old school. I rather let my work speak for itself. So I struggled with that. And Moose knows this, you know. I don't like to be, you know, networking and doing all that. You know, it doesn't really It's just not a part of me,
so,
you know?
With that being said,
so I never really liked it, but it's definitely necessary and it's very beneficial. So
one thing that we kind of learned about, whether we like it or not, is that happy hours is the place to be if you're trying to network, right? But it's maybe it's really awkward for us because we're Muslim and we're not really supposed to be kind of lollygagging in those spaces. Do you guys find it awkward to like get invited to happy hours, or do you guys feel like I don't need to go to happy hours, it's whatever?
I'm definitely more on the I don't need to go, it's whatever, you know. It can hurt me, but that's how I think about it. You're gonna, no matter where you're at, as far as if you're in a corporate setting or if you're in a tech setting, you're gonna get invited to those things as team building exercises, meet with a different team, learn about a different team, or just meet people that you would never meet, you know, that work in different spaces that can put you on. But for me, I've been to a few, but I definitely I'm at a place where I just skip on it. Like, I'm good, you know? So
do you feel like that could hurt you in the future because you're not there, you're not meeting that mover and that shaker that could propel you?
Certainly. It definitely can. But at the same time, I believe my work speaks for itself, you know? But I know that that part is definitely an important part, but it's just, I rather let my work speak for itself more than anything. Thanks. So
Moose, so you're kind of in a less of a technical role. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, for sure.
So like networking is kind of a little bit more important in your space.
Big, it's big, bro. I be yelling at AI all the time. I be arguing with them all the time. You gotta go to all these happy hours. You gotta network. You gotta chop it up with these people. Like, I know a lot of times that stuff's uncomfortable, especially if you grew up a certain way where you're not around those type of individuals growing up. So it's tough for you to kind of, you know, connect with them or whatnot. But I think going those happy hours, yeah, we're Muslim. Yeah, we don't drink. Get you a Coke. You know what I'm saying? Just have something in your hand. You can still talk to these people, have a conversation. And like, a lot of times, us specifically, they're like, oh, he or she is an immigrant, or they have a story to tell or something, you know what I mean? So I always have something funny to talk about myself. Sometimes I make up some stuff, you know what I mean?
So like me personally, like, so I have like, so like for work,
I'm not saying blatantly lie,
you know, facts. But for me personally though, like with work, like I have to travel sometimes, and sometimes I have to kind of host these like gala type events where there's people that are coming in to do XYZ and all that, and it's always wine involved. And the conferences that I go to, like afterwards, like there's breakout sessions, they're always serving wine, and it's so awkward because it's kind of like, yo, like, why am I here?
Fact.
You know? But do you feel like, I mean, eventually, I mean, you just, I mean, recently settled into your new role and all that, but AI, do you feel like, yo, when you need to move up or transition away from this company or whatever the case you decide is really relevant for you, like, yo, my man, like, it's gonna be tight on you. You're not gonna know nobody.
Let me tell you something. You know, the tech scene, from what I've experienced, is you need to know somebody to even get accepted anywhere, you know? It's like they don't even look at your resume or application. They rather talk to somebody that is referred by someone they know. And that's how majority of the people get jobs in that field. For me, as far as happy hours and all that, you know, it's really not about the setting. It's about like me having to conversate with this dude about basically letting him tell me about himself when I'm not really interested. You know, I rather go to a happy hour or a networking event where they're teaching something or they're talking about a new program or software that's coming in the scene or something beneficial to me where I could take something back from it rather than go to this place where, you know, everyone is low-key forced to be there in a way. Nobody wants to be there and just, you know, sit and talk to and be like among 20 dudes waiting for one guy to, you know, shake his hand and hear about his life, you know? I'd rather go to like one that's beneficial, that's teaching me something, and meet people there that are like-minded. So those ones, I'm up for going. But the other ones where it's like, you know, this guy who, you know, is like basically wants that attention and all these people just, you know, hey, my name is this, you know, I'm not with that. You know, I'm lying to myself if I go over there. I'm be an You're actor like if I do that, you know. And for those people that know me, talk? I'm not like
what
that.
What do you do at work?
You know, yeah. I hate small talk. I don't want to hear about the fishing trip. I don't want to hear about the weather. If you're going to talk to me about something that we're both interested in,
yeah, but I mean,
that
like,
you really care about. Facts. Not just talk.
Just to sidetrack a little bit, I was at a food co-op earlier today, and I made eye contact with the cashier. And just from that eye contact, it turned into like a 7-minute conversation, and I got invited to like her son's soccer game.
That's odd.
And I was just like, yo, dog, like, you just invited like a wild stranger. Like, you don't know what kind of life I'm living. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so, I was like, yo, that was wild, wild, wild. But yo, Moose, you're saying, yo, man, just, yo, get you your little Coke. Yeah, you're in this mad haram environment, but sacrifice it for.
Listen, one, y'all gotta watch out for eye on him. Thug life. The other piece, yeah, no, for sure, man. Like in the corporate environment, there's a lot of alcohol involved with those little events, and it does honestly, it does make me feel uncomfortable, especially when they're just like wine and dining and all that. I'm still not used to it. I'm still uncomfortable, but like, it's the nature of the game, right? You know, in the country that we live in, these are their unwritten rules they got. And for me to really succeed or to gain the experience and the leverage that I need to make me move forward, if I have to do this, I'm gonna do this. You know?
I think they should do whatever they want, you know? If that's what they're comfortable doing, that's them. Obviously, you know, we're not gonna participate, but that's them. For me, it's about like the interaction that's happening. Like usually it'll be like 30 dudes, you know, and all of them are talking to themselves like, damn, you know, I don't even talk to this guy, but I have to, you know. So they're forcing themselves. None of it is genuine, and that's what like draws me away from that.
Also,
well, I get it though. I get the hassle, you know.
You don't almost not to
in those type of environments. A lot of I'm just weird. Number one, I'm always talking to people. I'm always just talking about nonsense sometimes, depending on if it's small talk, right? So I think you have to have like certain categories that you can just talk to with people. Sports, I don't know, the weather, no stuff like that.
Facts. So you let us know what y'all think, you know what I mean? Like, Do you go to happy hours? Do you not? Why not? Is it awkward? It's a part of the unwritten rule at the corporate culture. But at the same time, if you have certain values, is this something that you compromise? Or is it something that you say, you know what? No, it's not me. You know what I mean? I will find success other ways. Maybe you avoid happy hours and find out who went and set up one-on-ones with those people. Or maybe you just go ahead and get your little Coke. You know what I'm saying? We talked about, you know, Trump dry snitching on himself and putting himself in this position to potentially get impeached. But at the same time, you know, everybody's snitching on themselves nowadays anyways. You know what I mean? But yeah, but without
one question said, I want to know real quick is I want to know people's most cringeworthy experience at like a networking event, right? Tweet us.
Oh,
hit us up on Instagram. Let us know.
Facts. Yo, do you guys ever go to those like events, like networking events or like work events, and there's that guy that has the camera that's taking headshots?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It is just like, yo, I'll plug you with a picture at your LinkedIn. I know somebody, their picture ended up somewhere wild. But okay, that's another story for another day.
Next time.
Well, a great philosopher once said, yeah? But a great philosopher once said, love is love.
Assalamu alaikum.
Peace.